consultation for Connie Fletcher, FLETCHER, July 9:50. Address isolated to Matthew, MATTHEW Flegel, FLEGEL, 828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, consultation for Mrs. Fletcher with a change of kidney function and elevated calcium. Creatinine was running normal 0.8 to 1, documented up to February 2022. Start changing middle 2023 with a recent high of 1.7 January last year and now stabilizing around 1.5. There has been also persistent elevation of calcium with some fluctuations. She noticed some nocturia two or three times. She denies any history of kidney stones. Has a good appetite, a stable weight, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. Today comes accompanied with husband, denies chest pain, palpitations, denies dyspnea, cough, sputum production, orthopnea, PND, or syncope, no gross edema, claudication, no discolor of the toes, no bruises. Reviews of system done extensively being negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history for diabetes, 25, 30 years. No documented retinopathy, goes to the eye doctor on a yearly basis. No documented neuropathy or foot ulcers. Hypertension on medications for about 10 years. Calcium appears to be many years back. As indicated above, no admission to the hospital for this or kidney stones. There has been atrial fibrillation, underwent ablation procedure, successful January 2024, University of Michigan, and apparently she stays on sinus rhythm. They identify a cardiac thrombus for what she has been anticoagulated. They are not aware of coronary artery disease or procedures. Denies valve abnormalities. They are not aware of congestive heart failure, no TIAs or stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, pneumonia. Next paragraph, procedures. Hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries for benign condition, ablation for atrial fibrillation, bilateral cataract surgery, laser procedure for lower extremity varicose veins, a prior fracture left tibia requiring plastic procedure with a muscle flap. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, reported side effects to all the statins, aspirin, morphine, penicillin, cephalosporins, meperidine, sulfa, prochlorperazine. Next paragraph, present medications, metformin, bisoprolol, lisinopril, amlodipine, glimepiride, aldactone, Eliquis. Was taking omeprazole, reflux discontinued, and no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, they denied any history kidney disease on the family. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 197, 65 inches tall, blood pressure 142/62 on the right, 144/64 on the left. Alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress. Normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, 5 dot lymph nodes, lungs clear, appears regular breathing, no significant murmurs, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, no gross edema, no focal deficit, no skin rash, no mucosal abnormalities. Next paragraph, last chemistries. From August, creatinine around 1.58, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin, elevated calcium 11, minor increase of ALT, AST in the past. If this will be a steady state, GFR 34, that will be a stage 3B. Prior phosphorus not elevated, less than 4.8. Prior PTH not suppressed, above 20 at 60. This was done when the calcium was 11. Vitamin D 25, normal at 45. PTH-related peptide not elevated. Back in 2024, anti-nuclear antibodies, rheumatoid factor, and CCP was negative. She doesn't recall why they did those testing. Sedimentation rate was also not elevated, less than 20. There is a protein electrophoresis, polyclonal. There was a 24-hour urine collection. For Banks-Jones protein in the urine. With predominant albumin, a level of 1.72 grams in 24 hours. Prior thyroid studies normal. Prior albumin creatinine ratio fluctuating above 300. Prior 24-hour urine collection for calcium, it was 50 milligrams in 24 hours. When a calcium was running around 10.5, 10.9 at that time. prior PTH consistently in the upper normal, 20/21/58. When the calcium was 10.5. A prior echo, 20/23, ejection fraction low, 40%, enlargement of atria, moderate mitral tricuspid regurgitation, there is a transesophageal echo, January 2024, University of Michigan. At that time, systolic function was considered normal. Right atrium severely dilated. Right ventricle, low normal systolic function, dilated. Normal size left ventricle. The mitral valve was considered mild regurgitation. Left atrium also dilated. No thrombus at that time. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has progressive renal failure, appears associated to hypercalcemia. She does not have any symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valve overload. Given the hypercalcemia, kidney ultrasound is being requested, which eventually was done, and it shows normal kidney size, 11.2 on the right, 11.4 on the left. No urinary retention. There was an incidental finding of a solid mass on the left kidney with internal flow at 3.5 by 3.3 that needs to be evaluated for potential malignancy. Next number, hypercalcemia. Extensive workup in the past has not shown evidence of monoclonal protein. PTH was not suppressed as expected, and I wonder if there is a component of primary hyperparathyroidism. I'm updating and excretion of urinary calcium to creatinine, as this should be high on primary hyperparathyroidism. We will compare to a prior normal 24-hour urine collection a few years back when it was not elevated. There has been no evidence for nephrocalcinosis or kidney stones. Next number, long-term diabetes, probably a component of diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria but non-nephrotic range, non-nephrotic syndrome. Next number, incidental, probably malignant mass on the left kidney, needs evaluation. Next number, blood pressure, appears fairly well controlled, continue pressing medications. Next number, there has been also progressive anemia, which appears to be out of proportion to present level of kidney function. Previously, there has been iron deficiency with ferritin running in the left side, CD9 external bleeding, TBC will be updated, iron studies might need to be repeated. She's not a strictly vegetarian person. She's already off the omeprazole, and that should allow good iron absorption. She's exposed, however, to Eliquis because of prior cardiac thrombus. Occult blood in the stool should be done. Information is being relayed to patients and family, end of dictation.